I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. In this week's commentary, Bill Littlefield takes on the saga of Ragnar, the Minnesota Vikings mascot who's been delighting fans for 21 years. Ragnar's salary demands struck team management as unrealistic, and the team and mascot have decided to part ways. Bill fears the Vikings front office may soon come to regret that decision.
He thundered to the field atop a Harley sort of ride. In pictures, it appears his mouth is always open wide. The fur of some dead animal, he wore it as a vest. As mascots go, he was much more ferocious than the rest. His helmet featured horns. His beard, it hung down to his waist. He was a prime attraction at the games that he once graced. They called him Ragnar, those who dared to even speak his name, and fearsome was his countenance, and widespread was his fame, at least among the Vikings fans who viewed him with delight, while others ran from games into the Minnesota night. Alarmed at Ragnar's bellowing, his horns, his bike, his beard, and found him less than charming, puzzling, maybe even weird. Ragnar had been a presence when the Vikings played at home for slightly north of 20 years, but no more will he roam the TCF Bank Stadium, and now his horned hat will hang quite useless on a hook somewhere, so that is that. For Ragnar wanted $20,000 a game to pull his stunt, and those who run the Vikings figured it was time to punt. "Get lost," they told old Ragnar, "with your beard, your horns, your bike. For $20,000 a game, forget it. Take a hike." It's nearly 40 years since this club made the Super Bowl, and now perhaps they'll never reach that brave, elusive goal, for now they've banished Ragnar, whom the fans have long adored, the mascot who was horned, draped in fur, and never bored, and who can doubt their fortunes will turn quickly toward the worse. By sending Ragnar home, the Vikes invited Ragnar's curse.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, check out this week's show. Bill speaks with NASCAR legend Jeff Gordon about his plans to step away from full-time racing at the end of this season. And remember, you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game NPR.